Wisconsin's largest teachers union and a school administrators group surveyed about 300 superintendents. 9 out of 10 said the state needs to change its revenue caps. Currently, they limit how much a district can raise through state aid and property taxes based on changes in enrollment. More than half the districts surveyed said they'd cut academic programs in the last year. Almost 3 out of 4 delayed building or maintenance projects. Jamie Benson is the superintendent for the River Valley District, west of Madison. He says his schools have cut librarians and foreign language classes.
We're bleeding. The quality of our school district is bleeding with each of these cuts. And that revenue limit law is squeezing the quality from the walls of our schools.
But on a national scale, Wisconsin's education spending is high for its size, and its SAT scores have been tops in the nation each year for the past decade. Meanwhile, Wisconsin residents make less money on average than people in other states. State Senate Education Committee Chair Luther Olson says that makes lifting revenue caps tough to do.
When you have a per capita income across the state that is below the national average, I'm very concerned that we will be winding up spending way more than people can afford to spend. And even though education is important, very, very important, I'm not so sure how much more we can spend.
The Wisconsin Education Association Council and the Association of School Administrators say they don't necessarily want to get rid of revenue caps, although they give no specific alternative. The group say the important thing is that lawmakers at least reevaluate whether the limits have worked as well as originally hoped. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.